Okay. Some reason I can't get this recorder to start, but we'll be recording on there, so we're covered. All right, we can go ahead and start.
Good evening, everyone. It's 6:06. This is July 13th, 2022. This is the Commission on Reapportionment. Vaughn, would you be good enough to call the roll, please? And for the commissioners to saying here or present, raise their hands so that our guests know who people are.
All right, Regis Obucheski.
Present.
Sarah DiStefano.
Here.
Andy Monk.
Present.
Donna Lutz.
Here.
Kenneth Panza.
Here.
Travis Rask.
Here.
Kathleen Waite.
Present.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have full quorum, seven commissioners. One sent us the minutes of June 8th and June 22nd. May I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Ken, second.
Travis.
Okay. any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Minutes are passed. For the benefit of our guests, there'll be two opportunities if you wish to speak. One is on the agenda. First, the commissioners will have that opportunity, and then you will have an opportunity to either make a comment or ask a question about the agenda. And then at the end of the meeting, you can feel free to comment on any aspect of the work of the commission, okay? Thank you. Commissioners, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any discussion or are we okay with this?
Well, I think there was a lot of discussion by email today. I think I don't want to speak for the people who didn't write.
Could you speak up a little bit?
Sure, yeah. For the people who weren't writing in by email, the discussion was that there's our agreement, it wasn't voted to, but our agreement unanimously after last meeting was that we would jump into discussing the maps this meeting. And the agenda seems to include, you know, discussions of comparison charts, which appear to be people's notes and not actually discussion of the maps at all. And so it's my thought that we should jump into discussing and talking about the maps rather than having further presentations because, you know, we presented the material and I think we're all pretty familiar with what is available to us. So.
Would you want to put that in the form of a motion to change the agenda?
Sure, I would strike the agenda items that are discussions of comparison chart and discussion of possible mapping modifications and include discussions of proposed maps instead.
Proposed maps being?
Maps 1 and 2.
Right.
Maps 1 and 2, okay. Can we take that separately? So first of all,
I'll second that motion.
You second that motion. Thank you. Okay. Time for a discussion on this. Would anybody like to have a discussion on this? Anybody have anything to say on this? This is the chart that
let's not discuss the chart. Let's discuss the motion.
Yes.
We've all seen the chart.
Okay.
I just have a question.
Yes,
so we're not including map 3. Is that what this is?
No, this is just the chart that I had sent out.
Oh,
we also need to vote to consider map 3.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we neither unanimously agreed to discuss map 3, nor did we unanimously, or right. A majority agreed to include further public maps.
Okay.
As per our prior vote right. after February
20th. Okay. So those are separate issues.
Right. Okay. I understand. Okay. So the motion is to strike those two items on the agenda and...
Well, no, we'd be striking one of them. Then we'll
okay.
Striking both of them and including it, just jumping right into discussing the maps.
The motion is to strike both. That was the motion that was yes. made and seconded.
Okay.
Okay. I'll say, if you guys can hear me, that I would not probably vote in favor of that motion, first of all, because I think the information in the charts is helpful information in comparing the maps. And I think, you know, to talk about the charts as part of the discussion of the maps is fine, but like I'm looking at it and I plan to use that information to help guide my opinion. I have some follow-up questions, of course, but I appreciate this kind of comparison breakdown because I think we are going to be comparing the charts. In addition to that, my understanding of our agreement after the last meeting was that we were replacing our original draft map with the modifications that Sarah made in addition to the second map, but I was not under the understanding that we were completely eliminating the possibility for additional maps. And I actually want to express my gratitude to Rob for making this third map that kind of tries to strike a balance between the conflict that occurred in the last meeting. It was actually based on the content of the meeting. And I feel like as a commissioner, it's my prerogative to look at any of the information in front of me, including the chart or this third map, which if it's a viable map, and especially if it's a better map that strikes a good balance between the original two, I don't see why we wouldn't consider it. In addition to the fact that I think characterizing it as a map submitted by the public really mischaracterizes the situation, because Rob is not just a random member of the public, he's our staff. And based on our discussions at the meeting that he was part of last time, he made this other map as part of the county staff. I don't think of him as like a random commenter of the public. I think we got a lot of really valuable maps from the public as well. But I don't consider Rob's map as being a public submission in that way.
I'd like to agree with you on that, Andy. I really don't care about the comparison chart that was there for people to use or to not use. If they thought it was useful, to please go ahead and use it. If not, that's fine too. But the third map, which came the day after our last meeting, was submitted as a sort of a middle of the road map between the map one and map two, a compromise map. It was called. And I think it has elements of both, and should be considered. But it's up to the group to do that. I think it as to dismiss it on a formality when we've had this for a couple of weeks to look at, and it was not a new map. It had elements of both of the others, and I think it did a pretty good job in putting them both together. So that's my view on it. Mm.
The guidance we got, I listened to the audio more than once, and the guidance we got was to consider two maps, map one and map two, when we left the meeting.
That's all we had. We had right. two maps, and then Rob submitted one, this compromise map, right after the meeting.
We still agreed to consider two maps, and we still voted on to have February 28th be the deadline for the public. So it's fine if we want to consider it, but it has to go to a vote. It's not a technicality. It's a requirement of the bylaws that we passed in this commission. And to cast that aside, the formality as if they're irrelevant, seems like a great way to put the work of this commission at question.
Well, I think, again, agreeing with Andy, I think that Rob's work is not coming from the public. February 28th was the cutoff from the public. Rob was a part of this. He has no dog in the fight. He has no skin in the game, as it were. He was really trying.
Just makes him more of a member of the public. He's a member of the public.
He's not
a commissioner.
So.
But our minutes from the June 22nd clearly state the commission decided to consider two maps
right.
at the next
clearly
meeting,
right.
not three. Two.
Right. And another one came up, which was
But we didn't decide to consider that.
Does anyone else have any comments? Otherwise, we should just vote on this motion.
I agree. I wasn't here for the last meeting, but the discussions in the meeting minutes were two maps. I agree with all the emails that were sent. If you would like to start a vote, the motion, we have a second.
Right. The motion is for the agenda, just to note. It's about the jumping into the two maps. We'd have to, like I said, we'd have to vote in order to consider map three. And that's something, if someone wants to put a motion down to do that.
All right, give us the motion one more time, please.
The motion is to strike the discussion of the comparison chart right now, the discussion of the possible mapping modifications, and to replace that with a discussion of maps one and two.
Okay. Second. All right, so Donna?
We have the motion on the table. I will second.
No,
you move. You vote in favor. Okay. You're going to vote
that
in favor.
Motion or disagree?
I agree.
Andy?
I disagree.
I disagree as well. Okay, the motion carries. Okay, we can get right into the into the map one and map two. The reason it's map one, map two, and map three was really in the order of appearance, so that can come down.
Do we have to approve minutes and
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. There's public comment on the agenda. I'm very sorry. Yes, sir.
My name is Mary Beth Majestic. I'm the supervisor in the town of Collier, and I'm just kind of baffled by what I'm hearing, because my experience in government has been all about compromise, right? So you had a public hearing where you heard from the public, and you have a member of the Ulster County Planning Department who is much more than just a member of the public, with all due respect, ma'am. He has his fingers on the trigger every single day. He sees all the activity that goes on in all the towns in Ulster County. And his revised map that represents a compromise, which is what government should all be about, which means you listened to the public and you came up with a solution. And that's what we're supposed to do in government. And for you to just today say, we're not even gonna consider map three, is really unbelievable to me. It's an insult. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Echo everything that
would you state your name?
Yeah, sorry. Your name and
my name is Tom Kruglinski. I live in the town of Garden. I agree with everything that the supervisor here said. We made it really clear about how important it was for the town of Garden to remain whole. And that was listened to, and we were very happy that it was listened to. We got a chance to look at this fine map that was drawn up by a gentleman from the planning department. And we're 100% in agreement, because it keeps our community whole. It does not slice it into some bifurcation that addresses certain political concerns. And I'm upset that there are problems, that it sounds to me, we've respected this process. You know, we didn't come in last time, you know, with protest signs or anything like that. But now to hear that because it was 2 days late and it was not, he's technically a person from the public, yes, but he's not. To hear that this map is not going to be considered because of some technicality that probably serves someone's agenda, that bothers me. And I think it undercuts the credibility of your commission if you do not consider that map.
Thank you, sir. Sir?
Well, Tim Hunter, go ahead. I 100% concur with my supervisor and with Mr. Kruglinski. I uniquely stand here as having run for legislature back when there was a district, it's a three-member district. So I'm doing Kathy Chavisi, I can't wrong. We did not, and all three of them got elected because of the preponderance of Republican votes in Shawnee. So Gardner did not have representation back then. If Gardner is not whole, we won't have representation again. Now, since single member districts, historically Gardner has been whole. We have had representation. We have an Ulster County legislator who we feel pretty fond about and feel represents our interests, as most towns have their interests represented. Clearly, if Gardner is split, we will feel this taxation without representation because we will lose our very fine, or we stand to lose our very fine representative. If there's some sort of technicality, which is why this map is not being considered, seems to me that's not an entirely valid reason to reject it, especially considering how important it is in our town to feel that we're being represented and that our interests will be heard going forward, not swallowed up into other districts. I don't think that I can say it strongly enough. If there's not a way that Gardner is found to be whole, there will be tremendous upset in our town, tremendous disappointment in our government, in this commission, and tremendous disenfranchisement, which I think is probably why you're taking the time to make these maps, so that the Ulster County residents feel that they're being represented and feel that their voice is being heard and feel that they're, that their towns matter. And if Gardner is split up even after hearing all of this, then I believe that none of those will have been served and it will be very disappointing. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Glenn McNitt. I'm also from Gardner. What Tim mentioned just a few moments ago was that previous governmental organization at the county level included multi-member districts. And so there were three, I think, or four representatives that represented Gardner: New Paltz, Gardner, and Shawnee. And in fact, Gardner never had anybody elected. So the representation was either going to be from New Paltz, or it was going to be from Shawnee, or both. But the fact is, not only were there multi-member districts, nobody from Gardner was elected. It's also the case that nobody was responsible. You ask who is responsible for how they voted in the legislature when there's a group of four? They can hide behind accountability very easily. We have a unique area where we live. New Paltz has an institution, the State University of New York, and Shawnee has a couple of prisons. And Gardner's in the middle. The larger populations of those two districts, that bifurcated district, are going to be in New Paltz first and in Shawnee second. Gardner will never win an election, and they'll never have anybody representing him. And because the recreational interests, the farming interests, the agricultural interests that make up the main interests of people from Gardner, that will be ignored, because the interests that will dominate are the interests of the college and its community and its employees, and the interests of the prisons and their employees. And Gardner will never be successful. Map 3, when I just walked in and saw it, I was so pleased because I saw an honest compromise, as our supervisor said, that really met everybody's needs as I understand them. And I'm really disappointed if you don't reverse yourselves and decide instead to bring Map 3 into consideration and, in fact, vote for it, because that's the best map you have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Baton, Town of Rochester Supervisor. I've attended almost every one of your meetings, and I can understand the commissioner's thoughts about map three. But what I'd like to propose is you have two maps in front of you. I don't believe that the question tonight is, do we pick one over the other? My feeling is you've seen a lot of ideas in the community maps that have been presented. While I understand that number three was not made by this commission, and I can respect your decision, what I would like to say is, just like the information that was presented in the charts, just like the information in map three, just like the information given in public hearings, just like the information given in public maps that were presented, it's all information. It's all different ways of doing it. You know, and I've said that I did 22 maps in this, my version of it. Every one of them was different. Every one of them, there was something that I didn't like, there was something that I liked, and I tried it again, and I tried it again. I respect how hard this decision is. So if you are indeed not going to consider map three, and again, I respect that decision, but I would at least ask that you discuss the merits and the pros and cons of map one and two, and try at this 11th hour to come up with the best map and incorporate as much as you can into those two maps, not necessarily pick one or the other as they stand right now.
Linda Geary, Town Gardener. I have a very short statement because I think my colleagues have made a very, very good case for why map three should be considered. And I simply want to say, please don't put form over function. I mean, the function of this group is to come up with something that will allow everyone in the county to the maximum extent possible feel like their district represents who they are. And we have explained why we think that is. So I wasn't at the last meeting. I don't know that you settled on two maps, but I have actually worked with Rob. I was on the planning commission for the town of Gardner for a few years. And really, Rob, you always did a great job with the planning department. And if he's put this together, you know, give it a chance. Talk about it. And please adopt it. Somebody make a motion to put this on your agenda and vote on it. Thank you.
Sorry, I just had knee surgery a while back. My name is Steve Weir from the town of Gardner. And I concur with everything my fellow Gardner residents have said over there. The question I would say about not bringing map three up for consideration or as an issue is, what are you afraid of? I mean, it's three maps. You discuss all three and decide what's the best agenda for it. And I can't possibly see why all of a sudden you have a decent map that supposedly corrects a lot of the problems of the other two maps, and you're going to say, oh, I'm not going to consider that. It might be better for everybody, but we're not going to consider that. Why are you scared of? What is stopping you from considering this as a motion? That's all I have to say. Thank you for taking time.
My name is Sam Crystal. I'm from the town of Gardner. I came to support the leaders in my community who have already spoken. And I would like to say it's a very small community. We all pretty much know each other and we don't want to be divided.
Anyone else? That being said, if anyone on the commission wishes to make a motion to reverse the last one, you may speak up.
It's not a matter of reversing it. It's a matter of putting a motion on the table to consider it, because we've already voted. We didn't vote to strike it. We were never considering it. It's not something we had adopted as this commission. That's the point. It's not that we voted to not consider it. It's
other maps were compromised.
It was maps are a compromise of things that we talked about for a year and a half. Yep. And there are elements that are in this compromise map that included things that the commission over a year and a half already rejected. And so we'd have to, it's not a matter of we just voted to not consider it. It's that we have other votes that say that we need to vote again to consider this. That's the point. And if someone wants to put forward that motion, then of course that's allowed. What we struck from the agenda was talking about notes that someone made on the maps that that don't go towards helping us vote and striking modifications to maps so that we could just get into talking about the material tonight. If someone wants to make a motion to consider.
I do. I would like to make that motion. I would like to make a motion to consider map three.
Anybody like to second that?
Well,
then further discussion to continue.
I had a question before. That's why I don't know which one goes in order. I had like a couple of questions I wanted to, but I don't know.
We're not going to discuss it unless someone seconds.
We need a second before we can discuss map three.
If it was a second, I'll second it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I wasn't sure whether the discussion would be pertaining to map three. My questions. That's why I was.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. My first question is, I'm not certain what the rules are, the protocol. Am I allowed to ask questions at this point, reference what the audience has said? Am I allowed to ask them questions or?
Sure.
I am, okay. So I wanted to ask, this is probably the elephant in the China cabinet moment because I'm asking this respect, can you hear me? I'm asking this respectively, of course, of you guys, but my first question is how many here are from Gardner? How many? Everyone?
No.
Well, the majority, correct? Okay. And so my question, again, I'm asking with respect, it's because I don't know. Your concerns are unique to Gardner, but my question to you is, are your concerns, in other words, how many counties have the same concerns? How many counties have the same or similar concerns? I'm sorry. Towns have the same, do we know? Yes.
Well, if you look at the response that came when you folks were in Bohemia.
Right, but that's.
It was the entire Ulster County, Southern Ulster County. It was people from Modena, it was people from Plattekill, it was people from Milton, it was people from Marlborough, it was everybody, right? And I, you know, the reason, quite frankly, you've got people here from Gardner and not necessarily from those folks is because we knew that this map was going to be under consideration. And we went, it's been floating around all over the place, I don't know.
Because the reason why I'm asking this is not to discount.
Was it a secret? Sorry.
I'm just trying to get a, you know, so I want to know what I'm voting on. You know, I want to make sure.
Comment about the fact that Gardner people are here. We have complaints.
Right. No.
And I don't see anybody else.
No.
Who has complaints?
That wasn't what I was getting at. What I was trying to understand that okay, we appeared in Modena at whatever date it was, right? And so a majority of that community showed up and expressed their concerns, like you're here today. So I'm just wondering, is there another part of Ulster County that would have the same concerns that are maybe similar? If we adjusted, let's say, Gardner, would another county pick one, show up here now, and now we accommodate you, in other words, and now we have, I don't know, give me something.
Yeah, I don't mean to jump in, Kathy, but I think it showed at Modena, we had people from Plattekill saying, we don't want to be cut into two districts. And we had people from Marlborough saying, we don't want to be cut into two districts. And the reality is that it's not possible to not cut everyone up.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
And we have to find real compromise there. And I think we discussed this a little bit after the last meeting,
right.
But just to reiterate, District 16 is a majority Gardner district. There are 4,174 Gardner residents.
Right, I remember you said that.
And 3,501 Shungum residents.
Okay.
So I feel like there was some misinformation put out there that there's a district that doesn't have a majority of Gardner people and they're gonna be disenfranchised. But the reality is that, unfortunately, like that's not accurate. And I,
Right.
Believe that that was told to you, that you have a district that there's no way you can get to a majority from.
That's what I'm trying to, so I'm not, I don't want to make a contention. I'm just trying to get a clear
understanding. It really should be going back and forth. It should be public comment and it should be commission discussion. We should bring some order to
Kathy has permission to ask a question.
Okay.
That's been done. Andy.
Okay. Fine.
Andrew, what I want to say is that I think that it is true that there is a slight majority of Gardner residents in that district, but it's not like an overwhelming majority. And for me, the consideration that I'm using when I'm looking at these is that there are two ways that you can have a town that's in multiple districts. Either that town has at least one district that's either entirely or very mostly in that district, or you have a town that's split, you know, 70-30 or 60-40, which is not like a super majority. I'm not talking about a sliver in another town like some of the maps have. I'm talking about not divided in half, but cut into two big chunks versus like the majority of the district and then a little bit. And I hear the concerns of the residents of Gardner who are saying they're worried they're not going to be fairly represented because they'll be roughly, you know, in two big chunks, they'll be put with other towns. And to me, that makes sense. And I am not sure if there's another map that strikes that balance better. I do want to consider map 3, which is why I made the motion, because I think it did do a good job of striking that balance between keeping Gardner whole and not cutting other districts up as much. And when you look at some of the compactness scores, it seems like by number, it helps to be better. And so that's, for me, my considerations are making sure that each town can get at least one representative to actually look after their interests. And I like to echo what somebody in the public said. I don't know why we're afraid to consider a third map. I think more information is always better.
Our role here is not to make sure that every town has a representative. If that were the case, I should be screaming that the town of Olive is with three other towns that I don't think it has anything really to do with. It's way less mountainous than the other three towns, way less rural. So I mean, it's the charter says we are supposed to make sure that we create fair and equal representation for all people. It doesn't say we should make sure that each town has a representative. And I think here in this issue, I do understand your concerns, but I don't think we're disenfranchising you by cutting you into two districts where you cannot vote. It's District 16 is a majority Gardner district, and I don't think that the compromise map is a compromise that this commission was making. It's a late entry public map that none of us agreed to any of the terms on. The two other maps we had hands in. This one is not. So I think we should just vote on the motion, I suppose is what I'm getting.
Let me be clear about map number one.
Yes, Ken.
Sir. Gardner is fully within one district than Gardner in map number one. There is no split of Gardner.
That's true.
So I don't know what they're talking about, but with map number 3, because all of Gardner is in District 16 and map number 1. So what's wrong with that?
You want us to answer the question?
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
You shouldn't allow debate.
No, we're not gonna debate that. If we're gonna debate, it'll be among the commissioners, okay? But thanks everybody out there. No, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, I was called upon.
What's that?
So we had
a motion, we had a second, and the motion was
to consider map number 3.
To consider map number 3.
Okay. Gonna do a long roll again?
Yes, well, yes.
Donna?
Start with Donna?
No.
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 I'm gonna have to Andy?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm also going to say no.
I say yes. Okay, the motion does not carry.
Okay.
Number 3 is out.
All right, thank you very much. So okay. Number 3 is out.
Yeah, we should leave. This is...
I just don't know if the public realizes how different map... You know,
yeah.
Map number 1 was not the final map they went to public hearing with.
Right.
They may not realize that.
Neither was map number 2.
The map, just for the benefit of our guests, the final draft map, that draft map has been left aside.
That one, right?
No. There's no. It's not here. We're beyond the final draft map. Okay, so it's done. And so we are really down, at least at this point, to two maps. Okay, map one and map two.
This is about your
I understand what you're saying. Okay, so I think we should have a discussion on both maps, and we'll take it in the order of appearance. And so map one, Ken, do you want to start that off?
Well, just to sort of set the stage with Sarah, maybe we, you know, each of us ought to do a kind of a summary of our maps, kind of a, and then.
With all due respect, I do sort of feel like we've kind of summarized to death, and I, maybe if it's short because there's so many people here, but I think I think what I really want to do is continue the conversation that we had last meeting, which was to really get into the nitty gritty of the questions we had and why one was better over the other. So if we can keep our comments brief, perhaps that makes sense.
Well, I'll keep my comments to what I have planned.
Yeah, so they can.
My name is Ken Panza. I'm one of the commissioners. Just to give you some background, you all saw the maps which were presented at the public hearings in Modena and in Saugerties. These two maps are based on those public hearings. We started with the map at the public hearing, and we made changes, and these are the results of those changes. The differences are, is that map number one tries to incorporate all the comments, all the possible comments that we got at the public hearings. This is a major distinction from map number two, which did not try to accommodate all the comments. So the map number two took all your comments and tried to accommodate them for all the towns. It comes up with several characteristics.
Map number one.
It's revision two, but it's map number one. Almost all the towns in the Southern Ulster County are guaranteed a seat in the legislature. That means almost all the towns have at least one district that is 100% within the town. Gardner is fully within District 16. The full population is in District 16, but just because it, and it's probably the, it has 74% of the population of District 16 is represented by Gardner. I don't know how you do better than that, actually, because, you know, the all of the this all the population of Gardner is within that district. The southern corner of the Ulster County, Plattekill, Marlborough, and Lloyd, they all are represented by a district, meaning within one, essentially within 100%. So every town and the villages within Southern Ulster County are almost guaranteed to have a seat in the county legislature with map number one. Now, in last meeting, we got all convoluted about how many ways is a town split? Is it split by two? Is it split by three? And after going through the analysis, different people have different ways of counting to three. You know, we never really could come to an agreement. So that's map number one, and those are my short comments on map number one.
Thank you, Ken.
To jump into map number two, which is a revision from the final draft, confusing numbers that we've ended up with. From the draft, it flips what we coined the hat that was in Marble Town. Thank you, Fawn, Vanna White, and put all of Worsing into District 21. The differences with map one is that while map one achieves having Gardner in one district, it does so, the town of Gardner is upset to be cut into two, but in order to keep Gardner whole, it cuts two other towns into three. And it does so in a configuration that does not take into account other existing political boundaries or town boundaries, or it's there's a sliver, if you can see it, it's hard to tell. There's a sliver that goes in from District 17 into the town of Lloyd, just along a random road. It has really no matter at all. And it runs from the very northern part of the town of Lloyd to the very bottom part of the town of Lloyd. So I what I wanted to jump into discussion is to see if we could answer some of these questions as to why it's unequitable to have Gardner cut to two, but the inequity therefore makes it okay to cut two other towns into three and along lines that make absolutely no sense, do not respect neighborhoods, don't respect political boundaries, don't respect school districts, don't respect geographical bounds. They're just random census blocks picked up and thrown into districts in a way that really disrespects the whole county map rather than it achieves one result and insults others. It is also not our duty as a commission to decide which towns legislators come from. It's our duty to come up with a fair and equitable map for all of Ulster County. And it is definitional gerrymandering. Gerrymandering being manipulate the boundaries of a constituency as to favor one party or class. We can't go about drawing these maps ignoring all the things that the Charter Commission tells us, that the Charter tells us to consider, ignoring existing boundary lines, ignoring geography, ignoring school districts, in order to make sure that each town has a representative. If that's not for us to decide who the representatives come from, it's for us to decide a fair map that respects the individuals of these communities. To do otherwise, to say that we are gonna make sure that this town has a representative and this town has a representative, is gerrymandering. And it ignores that the northern half of the, we didn't think about those things in the northern half of the county, which we haven't adjusted, because when we did that, we knew it would be gerrymandering. So I would, no. we did, no. We, no. I, no. I can tell you, I started from the south.
We did start
this idea south. That we started in the north is not accurate. So, and I would appreciate, I understand your concern. I understand you're upset, but I would appreciate some order. So anyway, that's why I want to jump into considerations, because I'm concerned about the discussions from map one that we're ensuring that electors are coming from certain places. And putting that on the record puts the legality of this map into question. We're going to be back here in the fall to redo this whole thing, because someone is going to sue over that. Over just the commentary on the record is highly flawed. And I would love some commentary from you as to why these lines make sense.
You gotta point a line out to me that you'd like an explanation of.
Maybe Kathy knows, because we brought it up a few times. There's this line that runs into the town of Lloyd, sliver along a single little road that is just picking up census blocks. It doesn't respect neighborhoods, doesn't respect school districts. It doesn't, all the things that the Charter asks us to consider, it doesn't think about it at all. The same with the town of Plattekill. It does the exact same thing there. It doesn't acknowledge any other, the lines are chosen because they fit census blocks.
What about three?
Well, the line chosen to, because they balance out the population. We had to change New Paltz, especially the village, because we had micro districts in there, which shrunk that district. But that little sliver you're talking about, Lloyd, has about 900 people in it. Lloyd has a population of about 11,000. 900 people out of 11,000 is hardly a bump. And Lloyd has its own district, where it's guaranteed a representative, so that does not reduce or compromise its representation. But we had the same 900 people with the town of Kingston being put into Ulster. We had the same 900 people about with Kerhonkson being put into the town of Rochester. There's nothing unusual taking a slice from one town and adding it to another to balance things out.
Along one street, there's nothing unusual about that.
Who knows what the street?
I looked up the street. I went on Google Maps and looked up the street. It's just it's someone's random residential road all the way down the town.
It follows the census block, like you said, the census block group.
Including the part of Kerhonkson from into 21. That makes that little town whole.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that makes sense. But to just take a random street and put it in the census block, I agree. I mean, those 900 people are now going to be represented by someone from New Paltz, where they want to be represented from Lloyd, I'm sure.
I think the, if I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I don't think you mean you're guaranteed a representative. You're saying is you're
because of the volume of the population, the opportunity to have a representative is more likely.
I think
and Lori,
that's not the reason we are doing
it. No, but in Lloyd, 100% of the district, I think it's District 10, is within Lloyd.
It is. No, I think that's a strong point. I'm trying to strengthen what you're saying.
I think we should respect Mr. Panda's comments on numerous occasions and documented in an email that his map it guarantees that people from particular towns will be elected in districts, and that is preferring a class. It is definitional gerrymandering, and we are not supposed to do that in this commission. We are the charter specifically bans us from doing that. So this is against the law. That
is that your legal opinion or a personal opinion?
It is my legal opinion. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let me comment on Ken's map.
We can ask the lawyer who's here too if we have questions about it.
Yeah. What Ken's map does, I think, is offer more opportunity to municipalities to represent themselves. Now, those are community interests and municipal interests. So you have community, municipal interests. I'm not talking about county legislators. I'm talking about representing interests. When Ken says we don't quite agree what it means to count to three, when my definition of having a municipality that experiences three other municipalities, that's the three within their geography, shrinks their opportunity to represent themselves. They have to go to more places in a sense to get things done. And that's the reason we say that the commission did not come up with a categorical imperative to eliminate everything with three districts. We said as much as possible. And the reason is so that
people— That's inaccurate. For months and months, we talked about removing districts. We were moving things that were cut into three. It's not accurate to reflect that. Our transcript reflects that for many, many months, we talked about trying to remove districts that were cut into, that towns that were cut into three. And now, as the to a month ago, your definition changed because we came up with a map that after the public hearing that removed more districts that were cut into three. And then the goalpost changed.
I'm giving an explanation of why we're doing less cutting up, so that a municipality has more opportunity and communities within have more opportunity to represent themselves. That's it. It's a relative term. I think Ken's map does that very well. I won't get into guaranteed representative. That's something I don't support. But for example, in Gardner, that's 100%. New Paltz is 100%. Marlboro is in your map too. It's 100%. So New Paltz, Gardner, and I think that I think Shongum. I can just go up here for a second. Shongum is a much better fit. So you have this whole district is all Shongum. Now they're going to be sharing with Worsing. There are actually more people here than here. Okay. More people here than here. But there in this municipality has two districts. Only one district is a share. This does not share. In that one, this one over here. What you'll see is that Shongum is really divided. So this is Shongum, this dark 13, and so it's still Shongum here, but it's pushed up into Gardner. So I think that this map here offers more opportunity for community self-representation than this map. And by the way, we do draw the lines mostly with based on census. The Board of Elections, when they draw lines for election districts,
they're going by addresses, by actual pieces of property. That's not the way it's done here. So what Mr. Panza did in following the census blocks is correct. There's nothing wrong with that.
I would appreciate if you could speak to the commission and our understanding so that we could get through what we need to get through tonight. And we had a hearing so that they could understand where we're getting the data from.
Let me finish. I'm not going to be a show for a public. I'm trying to elucidate what's here for, you know, for the commission as well. I think Mr. Penn's map one offers much more opportunity for the people.
Kathy, do you have any thoughts?
Not yet. I'm still.
I don't believe Marlborough is 100% on either map. I don't know where that came from.
100% of the district.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It was taken
from that district. That blue district is a district.
Not the town.
And it's 100% of the district. But Marlborough cannot, just by virtue of its size, cannot be
absolutely. No. I agree.
I'm sorry.
And that's in both maps.
At both maps.
Yeah. So these both of these maps have a great deal in common, but I point out things that separate one from the other.
That is map Penn's one.
Map one.
And then.
I mean, let's see. I mean, my thoughts on both maps. I like that we used, you know, for the north. The biggest thing is when we went through the charter and we explained that we want everything to be divided by geography, by major roadways, major highways, and neighborhoods. The fact that, you know, I think map two does that the best. I don't have a problem with that. I do think map one has some great points to it as well. But moving the sliver again from 17 into, you know, 10 gets, it just creates more. Platicville now has three representatives. Lloyd now has three representatives. I mean, you know, if we want to continue with public comment, we've got a lot of public comment on, you know, keeping the town of Ulster as in one district.
Andy, go ahead.
I just want to say, I mean, we've been talking about the sliver a little bit, but just being turned around and looking at District 9 on map 2 has that corner taken out of New Paltz. And so if we're talking about the sliver or the corner, I don't really see the difference. We're going to have to cut these towns up one way or another. So I think focusing on what like random road it might be drawn along, like let's look at that. I mean, if I look at those two maps, right, the shapes in map 1 to me are like, they look more compact. They look like they make more sense. Whereas the shapes in map 2 seem almost more random and more like the line that goes through Gardner seems a bit random. That corner out of district 17 that's in district 9 looks a bit random. And I know that we made those compromises while we were making the maps in order to make things fit and balance the population. And then we got public comment. And now I look at map 1. And to me, map 1 looks like we've made some adjustments. It's a similar map. And it looks like we've made adjustments based on the comments. And to me, those blocks look less random and they do actually look to me more like they respect geographic boundaries and town boundaries and that they look more balanced. I don't see evidence of actual gerrymandering in either of these maps, but I see more crooked lines in map 2 than I do in map 1, which I don't think is an evidence of gerrymandering at all, but I just think looking at the two, for me, I'm on team one, basically, I guess is what I'm saying.
If I could jump in as to explain that the nook in 9 and the line in 16, as you brought up, Andy, I agree that the shape in 16 is strange, but it was determined by the census blocks that are available there and where available follow a major roadway. So the dip down, I don't remember offhand, I could look it up, which road it is. But unfortunately, a weird shape is required there because of the way that the census blocks.
Right, the population doesn't work out.
Right, the population doesn't work out. So that's why it looks like this strange hook. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's we're not able to fix that. The one in nine is that way because it felt like to cut Lloyd three times to put three districts when New Paltz has a whole district to balance those things out. To me, putting the line at the throughway rather than on a random residential street felt more fair. So if I could just explain those two things, mm-hmm. It's the throughway is where the line is, not a random road that cuts another town into a third. Where New Paltz, so now New Paltz has three districts, but one of which is wholly within it. It is the village of New Paltz. So that was the balance between why you'd pick Lloyd over New Paltz to put that line in. Unfortunately, nine is a weird shape because there's like strangely not a whole lot of people who live in the southern end of Esopus. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up being this really wide geographical district that I don't find the shape of it to be great, but you click around and there's really no other way to go. So to me, not cutting Lloyd into a third district and putting a third one into a New Paltz when they already have the village made more sense.
Thanks, Sarah. I appreciate that. That helps.
Yeah. And then if you're looking to distinguish between the two maps, I mean, 8, 10, and 11 are the same on both maps. So mm-hmm. You need to take a look at what distinguishes one from the other.
Gardner gets screwed.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's the distinction.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes,
not to comment.
Thank you. No, thank you.
I needed
that explanation.
Yes, it is
okay.
Hard.
Yeah.
Well,
Plattekill
is two rather than three on map
number
two.
Right.
Plattekill is in two districts rather than three. Correct.
Right.
And Lloyd is in three as well, two rather than three. Right. Correct?
Yes.
No, Lloyd? Yeah.
So we're on map number one. Lloyd has a Shungun's in the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I think map one just presents greater opportunity.
Yeah, for what? I mean, it cuts up, it satisfies the concerns of Gardner in the way that it looks on a map. It doesn't respect other neighborhoods or boundaries at all. It just chops up Lloyd and Plattekill. I don't think Lloyd showed up, but Plattekill came and said they didn't want to be cut into two. They had similar concerns. And now we ignore those concerns and we drew another line through it. And we did so in a way that Gardner and Plattekill do not share other boundaries. Plattekill and Shungum share a school district. Gardner and New Paltz share a school district. Gardner and Plattekill don't. They don't go to similar schools. So these are things that we were told to consider. We have to consider in a charter.
There are five. Mm-hmm. But map one goes to the extreme of considering as best as possible the comments that we received in the public hearing.
But it does so in a way that then is a bait and switch for the towns of Plattekill and Lloyd. And it removes a district from Shungum that I don't know. One person said that they didn't want it into three, but Shungum's a very big town. So to pick Shungum not being cut into three over Lloyd or Plattekill seems not a fair compromise. We have to look at the totality of the map. We cannot simply consider one town and their demands of one town.
We're not considering one town.
We are specifically.
That's a false statement.
It is not a false statement. Yes.
And we're considering all the towns have changed in map number one from the final draft. They were all balanced. Map number one is the fairest. Map number one gives political representation to all the towns.
It chooses which towns have legislators. You said it yourself.
All of them have legislators.
Exactly, which is gerrymandering. Picking.
No, that's not gerrymandering.
Kathy, did I see your hand raise as if you had a point?
No. I'm looking. I'm just listening and comparing maps.
We need to get a gerrymandering lawyer.
Andy, do you have anything?
Do you want to look at the maps more, Andy?
Sure. Thanks.
I would ask that the chair remind the public
I understand their concerns, but they cannot keep
that's map yeah. number one.
I understand.
If you would
the
just
Panza map?
Remarks yourself for the time being, okay? There'll be an opportunity. No, I can't.
I just have a question.
No, not now. Okay. At the end, you can make the
when you're addressed.
Okay. I'm sorry to say that. Sorry.
So, Sarah, your lines represent what you were talking about.
Thanks, Vaughn.
Wait, yes. Make sure Andy can hear.
You will find, I'm going to admit, you're going to find on the far western edge, so in Shungam along that west edge with 16, 14 into 16,
right.
That's a weird road too. Why is that? Because we wanted to flip the hat, so it wound up on a strange line. But okay. That's a strange line that we had discussed prior to voting.
Right.
So it wasn't a completely random thing. I did my best to pick, I think the one that goes north, the diagonal on that. No, sorry, between 14 and 16. Yes, that one, that line, not the curve around, but I think that's the major road. The one that goes opposite, if I could just.
Yeah, it's a kind of number on it.
It's got a number on it.
Oh,
wait. 109?
109? This is a major road, but this is a rural road, and I don't like that. But that's what you have to do in order to achieve this. It pushes it all over. So there are places that it isn't on a major thoroughfare very infrequently. And there's a reason for all of that. Okay.
Did you consider in your map the same thing, or was just the census block?
For the for most part, when I went to move things, that they had to meet the census blocks. We didn't try, you know, that was one of the fundamental criteria is to keep as much as possible census block groups together. Okay. And the census blocks don't all follow roads,
right?
Because, you know, you run a census line down the middle of a road, all of a sudden you have people on one side of the road in one electric district and the people on the other side of the road in the second electric district. Not necessarily a good split.
But you should try and consider that. It shouldn't just be picking out random census blocks here.
They're not random.
It should be.
They're not random.
The census has different reasons for drawing the census blocks than we have for choosing census blocks. And I don't know what the process is. It sounds like from some prior understanding we have, it's they drive down a road and they say this is a census block. But there are neighborhoods where like each street is a different census block. And you wouldn't want to run the line down the street just because the census block is there.
I don't think that's going to happen in Southern Ulster County.
Look in Plattekill. There's a neighborhood that each off-branch, it looks like a tree, each off-branch is a different census block. And you could draw a line through it and it would be ridiculous. It would cut the whole neighborhood.
That's why you use census block groups, not census blocks.
Right, but block groups still, they go down random lines. And that's why we end up with
they're not
the sliver
random, set.
Cutting Lloyd that doesn't, it runs from the northern end to the southern end. It doesn't respect any other boundary there. It's just picking up blocks.
Well, Mr. Chair,
are you talking
well,
about
the, I think it is, does
I,
anyone,
quick,
yes, please.
Sorry. So when you said, Sarah, are you talking about the orange on that one that's in Plattekill?
I'm talking, the sliver is in the turquoise.
Oh, that sliver? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that is in the town of Lloyd.
Yeah.
Town line.
Yeah, no,
and then you can see that the turquoise bleeds in very slightly into between 17 and
18. Right, and there's a chunk in New Falls, which is, you know,
that's done by Thruway.
So there are
a lot of similarities to these two maps, and I think it's up to us to choose one of the two. That's what we have committed ourselves to most recently, and for again and again. And so, does anyone else? Any of the commissioners have anything else they want to add? I just want to. I'll say one last time. I think map one is much more balanced than map two for the reasons I described earlier. Those were the differences, not the similarities. Anybody else want to say anything?
I do. I believe that.
Speak up, Donna, so he can hear you.
I have my back to the Gardner people. And I believe that the whole area of Gardner is, I know at one at the public meeting in Modena, the supervisor said that they loved their legislator and they want to keep her. And there's the, we've got a heck.
That's not what she said.
Oh, yes.
It's on record.
Yeah, right there, ask her.
It's on record.
I can't right now.
No, we're not having that discussion. Yeah. So, no.
And what I believe, if that's true, I stand corrected. But I feel that we've got, I feel it's political. And I that I have to say, because we've got the chair of the county legislature there, and we also have right now our county executive there and in that whole area. And that's my opinion, only my opinion.
So you're saying that he drew a political map?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. The Gardner area, I absolutely do.
I disagree with that completely.
Okay.
Anybody else have something they want to add? Andy, anything?
I don't really have anything else to say.
Okay. All right. So I think we're down to one and two, and if you would give in order of preference, let's say one and two, that. We need a motion to do this. I entertain a motion to vote on these two maps. Okay, Donna, second, please.
I'll second.
Okay, all right.
I may suggest that the process we use is that the secretary call a roll and ask each commissioner to vote.
Their preference. Okay, I think that's reasonable.
All right. Second. So we're going to vote on map one and map two. Regis Obajeski.
Map one.
Sarah DiStefano.
Map two.
Andy Monk.
Map one.
Donna Lutz.
Map two.
Kenneth Panza.
Map one.
Travis Rask.
Map two.
Map two.
Map two.
Okay. Map two is the map that we will submit to the Board of Elections. Thank you very much. Now we have an opportunity for the public to make a comment or two.
I wasn't entirely sure. I just looked it up. So in the slice of Lloyd that is with New Paltz, that section is a minus 3.3%. I remember that when I was myself doing some changes, I understand that that particular slice, looking at it on a piece of paper, doesn't necessarily make sense, but there could have been additions made to it. That was kind of the comment that I was trying to make before. I would disagree that keeping the towns as one body is not the most important thing. While you're correct, it's not up to you guys to determine who the legislators are. The town bodies are the division aspects of not only the county, but New York State. Everywhere you stand in New York State, you're either in a town or you are in a city. And I respect that you tried to keep hamlets together, but I would concur with the people of Gardner that by splitting it almost in down the middle, you've done a disservice to Shangham too.
Yes.
Yeah, I got Majestic Town of Gardner. So I just had a few notes that I was taking through this, and I'm just going to shoot out in no particular order. So there's a random line in Shangham that was okay, but it's not okay in Lloyd. And then I don't know where these random lines might be in Gardner, but I'd imagine they're a little random there too. Public hearings serve a purpose. Why some members of this commission seem to be more concerned with procedures and policies. I suggest that you get a legal opinion other than a committee member on the threat of gerrymandering, the accusations made by some members. I think that you may be a lawyer, but you might be a little one-sided on this. I would suggest that that service be provided to the people.
We have a lawyer. Excuse me,
Miss Point of Order.
Yeah.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Seems to me that if there was a crown to be worn, you'd be putting it on your head. Compromise is not a part of some of these members' makeup, which is why map three suddenly disappeared. It had way less colors in the corner, but we won't get to look at that. What I said in Plattekill was that I like knowing that I have one person to go to that shares similar political beliefs as I. As my friend here sitting next to me said, some people know, I don't really like Tracy. So, you know, what I feel about Tracy, right or wrong, I respect the job that she does. I don't have a personal relationship with her one way or another. She's been good to the town of Gardner. So I'm disappointed. I think that this is very self-serving to certain communities. I think that Gardner will be really lucky if we have anybody from our town representing us. And I think we'll be paying a whole lot more attention to what goes on. Thank you.
No, you may not.
May I just clarify?
Point of order. I'm so angry right now.
Rightfully so.
I am so angry because you let somebody who is probably has her own agenda. Who appointed you, man? Which political person appointed you?
I was appointed by the minority leader.
Ken Ronk. Ken Ronk stands to gain from this map politically. Okay. It is gerrymandering. Ken Ronk stands to gain, the Republican Party and Sean Gump stands to gain from this map. So I think this is a pot kettle situation in terms of gerrymandering. I think you've had your finger on the scale, and I think that it's wrong, and I think that it's shameful, and I think that it undercuts the credibility of this supposedly non-gerrymandering group. And it's a shame. Shame on you, and especially shame on you.
Yes, sir.
And one more thing. There is a very good chance now that our people are going to have, many of them are going to have to vote in Shawangunk, and we're going to have to vote in New Paltz, and we can't vote in the three districts that we have now because the Board of Elections, the Ulster County Board of Elections, is going to follow your ridiculous map. And so shame on you.
Sir.
My name is Mark Ferry, town of Gardner. I don't understand why those opposed to map one complain about three sections in the towns of Plattekill and Lloyd, but don't have a problem with three sections in the town of Shawangunk and New Paltz. There's two towns with three in each map. You use that as a point of contention. I don't understand the difference.
It's not about maps. It's about political gerrymandering is what it is.
It is.
Democrats
and Republicans.
Anyone else from the public? Yes, sir.
Political science professor.
I've studied gerrymandering. This map that you just approved, or at least you seem to be approving, creates gerrymandering. In case you hadn't noticed, Section 3, at Election District 3 in Gardner, is a very strong liberal district. That's moving into another liberal town, New Paltz, which means nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
They have no influence whatsoever. The rest of Gardner is moving into a conservative Socrates or
Shawangunk,
which also tends to be very conservative and Republican in its voting. So what you've done is you've gerrymandered it beautifully. And you can say you did it unintentionally. You didn't mean to. You were just worried about lines. But the results are you actually gerrymandered Gardner. And I agree. Shame on you.
My kids, I live in Gardner. My kids go to the Walkville, or the Walkville School District. I like the Walkville School District. However, I noticed some interesting things about Shawnee, having been in the district. We had a very, very hard time with COVID. Very hard time getting kids to wear masks. Why? Because their parents were Trumpers. And they denied the existence of COVID. They would not follow the superintendent's guidelines. They would not wear masks. Putting gerrymandering is the very act of politically rendering a map. Taking the liberal votes from Gardner and putting them into another liberal district eliminates any power that the people in that district have. For you to use the term gerrymandering on map one is so surprising to me because it attempts to keep towns whole. That is not what gerrymandering is. And as has been demonstrated, there are equal splits in both maps. There are arbitrary lines in both maps. There is public comment against map two. Where are all the people complaining against map one? So gerrymandering is not what map one does. It keeps towns whole. It increases representation for those towns. To use gerrymandering, you know, there are people here who have questioned your motivation, and I won't do that, because I'll never question someone's motivation. But your utilization of the term gerrymandering displays shocking lack of understanding of what the word means. And in fact, you have voted on a map which actually does gerrymander. The people of Shangam now have less representation because part of Gardner is in their district. The people of Gardner have less representation because now we have Trumpers in our district. My kids had to stay home and remote learn because kids would not wear masks. And I have a 90-year-old mother. I feel that our town being kept whole, I mean, you can make all of the technical arguments, splits, arbitrary roads. There are splits in both. There are arbitrary roads in both. So for you to conveniently pick the map that helps the person who appointed you through political patronage, Kenny Ronk, and to completely, who's here today? The public comment. And to ignore the public comment based on some arbitrary technical rationale that only you seem to really understand, to me, shows that you really don't care about towns. You really don't care about the people who came out to speak. And this entire process is compromised ethically and morally because the people's voice was not heard.
So, do the public have any recourse at this point, or we're just stuck with the decision of some ignorant members on this committee and some people that have obvious political agenda?
It's beyond us, you know, that you do or that you don't.
No, but what would be?
I don't know. I can't.
We'll litigate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
This is not over.
Okay.
Smirks aren't very becoming either. Yeah. Smirks aren't becoming.
Okay. I'll call for a motion to adjourn, please.
Don't move.
Ken? Okay, Donna, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Shame on you. What is wrong with you? Shame on you.
Bye.